American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 2D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the conversation. Then select the answer to this question. Where is the conversation taking place?
What do you have to watch out for in the sheet metal shop as far as safety?
No, you got a lot of sharp edges, hearing, a lot of sheet metal guys end up losing a lot of hearing after a few years of working in the trade. A lot of climbing, a lot of bending and picking up heavy stuff. So, I mean, this is probably one of the harder jobs on the compound. The 50 pounds, pretty regular.
Where's this conversation taking place? Listen again.
What do you have to watch out for in the sheet metal shop as far as safety?
No, you got a lot of sharp edges, hearing, a lot of sheet metal guys end up losing a lot of hearing after a few years of working in the trade. A lot of climbing, a lot of bending and picking up heavy stuff. So, I mean, this is probably one of the harder jobs on the compound. The 50 pounds, pretty regular.
Let's check your answer. The correct answer is C, at a sheet metal shop. Look at Figure 2. Listen to the conversation. Then answer this question. How often do they solder in the sheet metal shop?
Do you all ever get burns inside the sheet metal shop?
Well, the roller shop is part of the sheet metal shop, so yes, we do get burns quite regular, but nothing major. Usually a little piece of flux will drop on you and cause a small little hole, a little burn. But as far as sheet metal goes, very seldom. We do some soldering. Is that on there? We do some soldering and you're handling hot metal and hot irons, but we only do that maybe 3-4 times a year.
How often do they solder in the sheet metal shop? Listen again.
Do you all ever get burns inside the sheet metal shop?
Well, the roller shop is part of the sheet metal shop, so yes, we do get burns quite regular, but nothing major. Usually a little piece of flux will drop on you and cause a small little hole, a little burn. But as far as sheet metal goes, very seldom. We do some soldering. Is that on there? We do some soldering and you're handling hot metal and hot irons, but we only do that maybe 3-4 times a year.
How often do they solder in the sheet metal shop? The answer is B, 3-4 times a year. Turn to Figure 3. Listen to the conversation. Then select the answer to this question. What kind of equipment are they talking about?
What are some of your protection measures?
Gloves, goggles, face shields, leathers. That's about it. That's about all you need. Safety glasses, steel-toed shoes.
What kind of equipment are they talking about? Listen again.
What are some of your protection measures?
Gloves, goggles, face shields, leathers. That's about it. That's about all you need. Safety glasses, steel-toed shoes.
Let's check your answer. The correct answer is A, welding safety equipment. Look at Figure 4. Listen to the conversation. Select the verb that completes the sentence that answers this question. What needs to be done to the forklift's safety cover?
On that forklift, we'll probably have to torch that safety cover on the forklift, torch it and heat it up and straighten it back out. And
yeah, with the size of the metal and what's got to be done on it, it's going to take a lot of welding. We'll have to get the welders to go in there and weld it and put it all back together and fit it where everything's good and tight, where it'll be functional.
I guess we have to take the oxygen cylinder torch over there to the forklift instead of taking the forklift to the shop.
Might I have to pull the oxygen cylinder rig over there and cut it.
Now listen to the question again, then complete the sentence. What needs to be done to the forklift's safety cover? Let's check your answer. The correct answer is B. It needs to be welded. Verify your answer.
And
yeah, with the size of the metal and what's got to be done on it, it's going to take a lot of welding. We'll have to get the welders to go in there and weld it and put it all back together and fit it where everything's good and tight, where it'll be functional.
Go to Figure 5. Read the question in the figure now. Now listen to the conversation, then write the answer to the question.
How big was that segment, the last one that you cut that Joe and I were looking at that you're going to use in the officer's club?
Okay, I'm working on this segment here, which is a transition that goes from 56 by 20 down to 50 by 20.
That segment will fit?
Yes.
Looks good.
Listen again.
How big was that segment, the last one that you cut that Joe and I were looking at that you're going to use in the officer's club?
Okay, I'm working on this segment here, which is a transition that goes from 56 by 20 down to 50 by 20.
That segment will fit?
Yes.
Looks good.
Write your answer. The dimensions are from 56 by 20 down to 50 by 20. Verify your answer.
Okay, I'm working on this segment here, which is a transition that goes from 56 by 20 down to 50 by 20.
Look at Figure 6. Listen to the conversation and write in the missing words. Listen carefully and write.
You're going to use half-inch tubing over there at 9110 in the mail room over there?
Yeah, that's what we'll use. We'll have to go and draw it, pull it out of bench stock. That's available in bench stock there.
And then it's going to be covered with tin, so yeah. You can't see it.
Yeah, well, we'll cover with tin to decorate it and cosmetic effect to make it look better also. Yeah, we'll cover it with tin.
Listen again and fill in the words you may have missed.
You're going to use half-inch tubing over there at 9110 in the mail room over there?
Yeah, that's what we'll use. We'll have to go and draw it, pull it out of bench stock. That's available in bench stock there.
And then it's going to be covered with tin, so
yeah.
You can't see it.
Yeah, well, we'll cover with tin to decorate it and cosmetic effect to make it look better also. Yeah, we'll cover it with tin.
Let's check your answers. These are the words you should have written. Tubing, draw, stock, and tin. Look at Figure 7. Listen to this person as he talks about his work.
Because the insulation is made out of fiberglass, and when you handle fiberglass, it tends to get into your skin. It gets very itchy and irritation. So that's just a bad thing about insulating ductwork. That's why I dislike working with this material.
Listen for the reasons why he doesn't like to install insulation in the ducts.
Because the insulation is made out of fiberglass, and when you handle fiberglass, it tends to get into your skin. It gets very itchy and irritation. So that's just a bad thing about insulating ductwork. That's why I dislike working with this material.
Now circle all the reasons why he doesn't like to install fiberglass insulation. Why doesn't he like to install insulation? Because fiberglass tends to get into the skin, and it's itchy and irritating. Look at Figure 8. Listen and answer this question. Why doesn't he like the shop?
I don't like the shop because it's too small and...
The answer is C. It's too small. Go to Figure 9. Listen to a conversation and answer this question. What does the first man like to do after work?
After work, I like to go home and get on the couch, mess around the house, maybe do a little fishing. That's what I like to do.
I like to just leave this place. When I get out of here, I'm happy.
The answer is B. He likes to go fishing. Listen again to verify the answer.
After work, I like to go home and get on the couch, mess around the house, maybe do a little fishing.
Look at Figure 10. Read the question in the figure now. Now listen to a man talk about the activities that he likes to do. Then write the answer.
I'm a couch potato at home. I like sports. I do a lot of sports. And I umpire high school baseball and stuff like that. So I stay pretty busy when...
Which sport is he involved with? The answer is baseball. Listen and verify your answer.
I like sports. I do a lot of sports. And I umpire high school baseball.
Turn to figure 11. Listen to a conversation. Then select the sentence that best describes the neighborhood.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm not from the area, but I'm thinking about moving into the area. Can you tell me about some things that might help to draw people to this neighborhood?
Well, if you're looking for a quiet neighborhood, this is one. And there isn't much commotion here as far as traffic and crime. It's in the country, so there's a lot of countryside, and there are good schools around here. There are churches around here you can go to. It's just fairly a very charming neighborhood. I enjoy it here a lot.
Now select the sentence that best describes the neighborhood. Let's check your answer. The answer is A. Listen and verify your answer.
Well, if you're looking for a quiet neighborhood, this is one. And there isn't much commotion here as far as traffic and crime. It's in the country, so there's a lot of countryside. And there are good schools around here. There are churches around here you can go to. It's just fairly a very charming neighborhood. I enjoy it here a lot.
Look at figure 12. Listen to the conversation, then answer this question. In connection with the topic of safety, what do people in the neighborhood do to ensure their children's safety?
In connection with that, I'm also concerned about my children's safety. Can you tell me about some of the things you dislike about the neighborhood, things that might be a threat to their safety?
Well, there really isn't much threat here because the neighborhood gets involved. There's usually a parent out on, you know, in the block that usually watches the kids, and we keep an eye on each other. So once you've established yourself here and get to know the friendly neighborhood, we all pretty much watch over each other. And I've never known an incident where any of the children were in threat or any kind of crime around here was a problem. Actually, there hasn't been any crime.
What do people in the neighborhood do to ensure their children's safety? did you choose C? The answer is, they keep an eye on each other. Listen again and verify the answer.
Well, there really isn't much threat here because the neighborhood gets involved. There's usually a parent out on, you know, in the block that usually watches the kids, and we keep an eye on each other. So once you've established yourself here and get to know the friendly neighborhood, we all pretty much watch over each other.
Look at figure 13. Write the missing words as you listen to the conversation. Listen and write.
And what are some of the activities that people do to preserve the town and its image?
Well, this is, like I said, a small country town, and we try to stay away from any kind of modernization, building skyscrapers or highways. So that's one way we preserve its charm. Another thing is that this town is very old, and so mainly we try to preserve, you know, keeping up with the roads and fixing them, and also adding on to schools because the community also expands a little bit. And there are also old homes here that people try to preserve its history by.
Listen again and write the words you may have missed.
And what are some of the activities that people do to preserve the town and its image?
Well, this is, like I said, a small country town, and we try to stay away from any kind of modernization, building skyscrapers or highways. So that's one way we preserve its charm. Another thing is that this town is very old, and so mainly we try to preserve, you know, keeping up with the roads and fixing them, and also adding on to schools because the community also expands a little bit. And there are also old homes here that people try to preserve its history.
You can find the answers for figure 13 on the answer page now if you'd like to double-check your work. This is the end of tape 2D, book 29.